Ben, psycho. Ben. Hi guys, this is the coolest podcast in this side of the world. This is the Psycho Podcast and Karibu Sana. This is season 3, episode 8. And today, we're going to have an amazing show. Last week, we did an incredible show with Kariru Alora, where we were talking about green flags in relationships. And you guys thought, Ben has just hit the jackpot. This is easily the coolest episode. We're just going higher and higher. This video is proudly sponsored by Skillshare. And just in case you're wondering what or who Skillshare is an online community of millions of creatives. These are creatives who are willing to take their skill to the next level, or just curious people who want to know how to do stuff. You know, maybe you've always asked yourself, how can you do animation? How can you do Photoshop? How can you do music production? It's very easy because every human being has the ability to create. So I'm going to be sharing with you a link that's going to be providing a free 1 month subscription only to the first 1,000 people who click on that link. It's below. It's on the description box below. So I'm currently taking up a class in music and music production, learning how to use Ableton in live music production. And this is because I have an album coming and, you know, I have to get ready in January. So my class is actually by Brian Jackson. So let me know what class you're taking via the link below. And this episode today is going to be life-changing. I have one of the coolest people, one of the people that I admire how she carries herself. And, you know, I'm sure after nimlete kwa show mtajua pia mimi najiona na important people. Mna nibebanga sijui aje hapa. Nawaambia msubscribe wote na inakuwa bado ni kesi. Now let me show you. I roll with the big fishes, man. And today we're going to have an interesting show talking about money in our 20s. So if you're 20 years old, if you have a sibling who's 20 years old, or any 20 year old, you can share with them this video. If you are above 35, I'm so sorry, this is probably the best time to just go drink porridge, maybe just take a run, you know, just, you know, some ginger. I don't know when, but that 5 year old man musini hate, man, because I know that's where the sponsorship is coming, so you guys can also stick around. Before we even continue and before we even move any further, man, I would request you to subscribe. If you just came across this video, what you normally do here is just have conversations about life in all the different dimensions: financially, relationships, spiritual, fun times. That's the mood for this show. Also, if you're looking to advertise with us, you can reach us via the email that you can see on your screen right now at benpsychomusic@gmail.com. Now, straight to the guest of the day. Well, where do I even start? My guest, she has been part of a group that pioneered what you guys are watching right now, like these sit downs and do I call them sitcoms? No, it's not a sitcom, but these sit down videos where guys sit down and have incredible conversations. She's been part of that group and they've taken this and as a result of them doing this amazing stuff, so many people have come up, myself included, and so many other people who do the same videos. And I think this is just the beginning. It's about to get even more wilder, you know, guys. We're about to have more people join this space and, you know, just be do this whole thing. I don't even want to talk much, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Just Ivy. Yes. Hi, Ivy.
Hi, Ben.
I am so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Actually. This is so cool.
I've been waiting for this invitation. Ben. Psycho does not invite me to this thing. He's Psycho. What the hell? Yeah.
Karibu sana, man. I'm sure guys today are gonna have a bomb. We've been following what you do online and you do an amazing job.
Thank you.
Just before we started, I was telling you how I really admire how you're always like well structured with your things, the campaigns you're doing, the promos that you do, even the pictures that you take. See, mambo tu ya for what you made umeitwa tu kama influencer promote damn na huku ndakaine ndio hiyo ushachukua. Una promote Samsung on this side, you know. It's well to plan yourself.
Wow.
as an influencer, and I think you've cracked that, man. And that's
Thank
amazing.
You. If that's how it looks on the outside, fantastic. Because yeah. I'm drowning in fires on the inside. So if it's looking fantastic on the outside, then I'm happy.
You know, sometimes people who create, they focus so much on creating and growing and just ensuring everything is perfect that they forget the progress that they're making.
Yeah.
So maybe this is one of those times that we are reminding you that you're doing an amazing job, man.
Thank you.
It was good stuff,
it was
man.
Good to hear that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Karibu sana. The volume, they're saying you pump up your voice, Kiasi.
You know, I'm very loud. That's why I'm like, is this okay?
She's just starting small, less small.
Very loud. I just don't want to hurt people's ears, but okay, noted.
easy, okay. Man. So, the conversation that I wanted us to have today is money in our 20s, you know,
yeah,
from the hustles that we would do, from I don't know, the growth process that we've encountered in our 20s.
Yeah.
I'm still in my 20s, but just a few. I'll be leaving this ghetto years. 20s have just been the ghetto for me.
I don't know why you say that, man. I wish I could go back to my 20s. I wish I could go back.
Man.
What? Because, I mean, you look what you're doing now. I guess it's my turn to tell you the progress. You know, you're doing well.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
But Yanni, I don't know why the 20s to me there was. Because I started hustling, or I started doing stuff at a very young age.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I joined the industry when I was 19. Mm. I didn't know nobody. So we just go to studio record. Mm. And then we start calling big shots in the industry. Mm. Like, oh, you just recorded one song and all of a sudden you're looking for Jalango. You know, like I didn't know who we thought we were, you know. But then I remember stalking Jalango. Even when he goes for events that are not music, I'm just out there. Hey, FJ, hey, I'm watching Goma. You know, like, I've done all that stuff.
That's good.
In my 20s. And so that's why I'm saying they're the ghetto, because now once you start getting older,
yeah,
things start becoming a bit easier.
Yeah.
And these are some of the experiences that maybe we'll talk about on the show. Yeah. So before I even come to you, I asked guys this question on Instagram. I asked them on my Insta story. So I asked on Twitter, and I also asked on Instagram. So my followers on Twitter are mad. Like, they're just crazy. Like, they were just telling me weird things. Like, to me, a pesa ikuzoe. Those are some of the advice that I was getting on Twitter. And then Twitter. I love my Twitter audience, man. But now on Instagram, guys were giving a bit more sensible stuff. Mm. So I'm just going to read them.
Yeah.
Then we'll just have them at the back of our minds. Okay. And then as we continue with the conversation, we can maybe pick up a few things here and there.
Okay. Sindio ndio. I am ready.
Yes, sir. So a lot of people are saying saving. Money doesn't belong in your stomach. Save. Chop life. Problems no day finish. Okay, this is
good.
Yeah. Save. Ukipata pesa, usikula yote, even Jesus saves. Wachana na branch and tala. Another one is saying, tumia pesa ikuzoe. Save. Please save. Hustle smart and hard and hard. Mm. Look for your own money.
Mm.
Save for the future. Start saving. Stay home. Wow. Thanks so much for this. Save. This one is even like freaking save. Hustle, don't listen to this nonsense. Whatever you do today determines your finances tomorrow. Save, budget, and invest. Open a MMF and start and save. Narrow down your focus, stay humble, and tithe. Tithe also came up a lot of times. I like that. The earth is hard. Great job. Life gets better as you grow older. Save. Filling an emotional void by buying something is not investing. Tithe, save, tithe. They won't. Mungina Mesha conclude. They won't listen. Yeah. So basically, that was the
wow.
Yeah, that's the feel.
I don't know if it goes to show that. I mean, is the economy of the country so bad that everyone is just saying save? There's not enough money. That's a bit crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're gonna be talking about saving.
Yeah.
Versus investment, you know, is it how we really look at it? How should we really look at it?
Mm.
Is it important for you to have 50k just sitting there in your account? And it's definitely gonna be worth less in future. So we're gonna come to that.
All right, fantastic.
But maybe we can start slow.
Yes,
how
please.
Are your 20s like?
My 20s, is that slow or fast? Because my 20s, I had a lot of fun in my 20s, I won't lie.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did have a lot of fun.
I could
have had a lot more, but I'm glad I did have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's why I started, I think, my marketing career, because right now I'm in marketing now, officially as a digital marketer, self-employed. So that's when I started my marketing career as well. I worked in a number of places, a myriad of places. So I'm glad I was able to step into as many rooms as possible.
Yeah.
What else can I say about my 20s?
So what do you mean you started marketing early? Like, were you working in a marketing department or were you studying marketing?
Yeah.
What did you study, by the way?
I studied journalism.
Oh, journalism.
Yeah. Public relations. Mm-hmm. And I did that because I think I was shy or afraid. I reduced myself to public relations, and I'm not saying public relations is a reduction, because I've come to learn that you're doing PR for yourself everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But my mom always used to tell me, Shiro, you have the voice for radio, or you have the voice for TV, and or the face for TV. But I was like, do I really, you know, maybe not. Let me go behind the scenes and do public relations instead. So that's why I did it. But I also had a minor in marketing. Mm. So that's what I studied in USIU.
Nice one. Yeah. You're actually telling me you went to high school in Moi Girls
School, Nairobi, Kaberian.
And another fun fact about Ivy is that she was actually in the choir.
I was actually the choir cheerleader.
So you're not just in the choir.
Nope.
You were the one deciding where the choir heads.
I was like that.
And just to do the whole vocals things.
Yep. I loved singing. I think it goes to show the whole public relations thing, because as a child, I always knew I loved the stage and the spotlight.
Yeah.
And you know, you're not encouraged back in our days, you're not encouraged to be that type of person. Yeah. You should be a doctor, a lawyer. Why do you want to be on stage? It's useless. Yeah. But I always recognized that in myself from a very early point in time. Yeah, so I did music. I don't know if it was a very informed choice in terms of a course to do. Like, thinking back, maybe I should have done something more business-wise. But
One, man. So how much do you charge for collabos? Can I have my people talk to your people?
Come on. Let's discuss
it later. One song.
me, I'll sing for you for free, man. If it's singing, you're the one exposing me. I'm not as a singer.
But you know, it's like, to be like, people have never heard just Ivy sing, you know.
And I definitely don't sing the same, because you have to do things to, you know, treat your vocals and that type of stuff. I think I've really cocked up on that. But I used to sing.
Yeah, nice one, man. Yeah. So at what point did you guys start doing the videos with over 25 and creating content together?
Yeah.
Was it after campus or during campus?
Way after campus. Mm. You know, our campus days, there was nothing like that. Our campus days, how old do you think I am? Our campus days, it was high five.
Your SIU is always like they're always doing the cooler stuff, man.
Yeah, we didn't have any other social. There were no social media platforms at our time. And even YouTube back then was not. I mean, Google is only 20 years old, you know.
Yeah.
So back then, there was no vlogging. We did that way after campus, while we started our careers, actually, while we were in the midst of our careers.
Yeah.
So I know for me, like right into campus, right in campus, I was working for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She started a school, called it Ivy School. And I used to be so embarrassed. I was like, Mom, why are you doing this? But now I'm like, oh my God, Mom, thank you.
Pardon, what was it called?
Ivy School is what saw me through campus and saw my siblings through campus as well.
What?
Yeah. So that's what I did when I was 18. 19, I started working for GTV. Do you remember GTV?
GTV.
They came in and took the super spot from DSTV for like a cool 2 years, and then they disappeared.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But you used to work for GTV.
As a telemarketer. So I would make phone calls and try and sell GTV. My friend, if you've never been abused on the phone, try telemarketing. Because how do you think we get people's numbers? In a very strange way. So that used to be. And you're calling millionaires because you know how someone has money? You remember old numbers for Safaricom? 0722?
Yes, I remember.
5152,
nowadays,
5354.
They have 411.
The
rich guys had 0722.
5051, 5253, up to 54. Those are the people with the money.
Mm-hmm.
So you call a person and they're like, how did you get my number? Who are you? Mm-hmm. Wah, 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 wah. We still have a newspaper in the office where after a terrible phone call, you roll up the newspaper and you bang it on a desk so that you're okay to go to the next phone call. So I did telemarketing for some time.
Yeah.
Then I had to finish school. I was missing out on class and blah, blah, blah. Even a professor once told me, Ivy, you're all over the place. And I was a good student. So I finished school and then I started working. While in school, I interned at Farmer's Choice.
Oh, wow.
Choice Limited in the marketing department.
Uh-huh. So you the guys who came up with one is never enough? Because it's been downhill for my finances since then.
No, right? I was not there for that. I was not there for that. Farmer's Choice was an interesting let me just say,
mm-hmm.
I think I had a very good opportunity. I did it when I was 22. I was even managing men as old as 50. I had a very good opportunity and I messed it up. I was hot-blooded. I was irresponsible. I thought I was making it. I was making very good money for someone my age at that time compared to my peers. My car was being fueled, all that type of stuff.
Your car even?
My car was being fueled.
A big.
Yeah. And I messed it up and I lost that job. Yeah.
Okay, story for another day.
Story for another day.
But that's really interesting, yeah, that you were already making money at 22.
Yeah. You know, the thing, Ben, that I don't realize is from a very long time, even from high school, I used to manifest. I didn't know I was manifesting, but I would always say, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be rich. And I was very confident.
Yeah.
But you see, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. In hindsight, I realized I was manifesting wealth and riches into my life. And I'm seeing it coming.
Yeah. Now you can see it starting to come to life.
I'm starting to see. And I've realized the law of attraction. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you are.
Yeah.
So when you say you want to be a successful person and you start working how a successful person works and doing what successful people do, you're attracting that because you are that. So yeah, that's what I learned.
That's true. Because the same thing about manifesting is I also used to believe that I was gonna get into music. I remember when I was in high school, I'd never miss a Pulse episode. I like all of them. I'd read all the episodes because one day I'd see myself at the back page. But you know, now I'm just in class, just rapping to a few guys here and there. And you know, later on, these things start coming to life.
Yeah.
But also, it's the same thing that you're saying.
Yeah.
You need to start doing something, and you need to start be professional, even though you're not really anything at that time, because that's what will lead you to that stage.
Yeah.
So I relate 100% with that as well.
Yeah.
So after you finished Farmer's Choice, is when now is it the point where you start? You
over meet 25. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Probably let's say 3 years, 3 to 4 years after that. What job was I doing? Because it was actually right before I got my babies, and my babies are 4 years old. So,
yeah.
And over 25 is 5 years old. So let's say that's after Farmer's Choice, when I started working in marketing agencies is when I can confidently say we started Over 25 Channel. And I wasn't even there in the beginning because the job I had, I was traveling all over Eldoret, Mombasa, Kisumu, blah, 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 trying to do Blaze events because I was managing Blaze events at the time. So yeah, that's when Over 25 started, around 4 or 5, I don't know how many years after my Farmer's Choice thing. I can't remember, but 5 years ago.
That was dope.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your money curve, like in your 20s? It started because at 22 you're already up there.
Yeah.
Did you maintain the curve up there all the way until you were out of your 20s?
Oh, heck no. Remember I told you I lost a job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time it hit me, crap, you need to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so fleeting.
Yeah.
I was making this and now I have nothing.
Yeah.
And to get a new job after you have been fired, because in essence, that's exactly what happened to me, was difficult. And my salary, when I got a new job after that, was slashed by a lot.
Yeah.
So my first salary starting out in a marketing agency could not compare to the salary I had and the benefits I had while I was at Farmer's Choice, for example. But that's the first time I realized, oh my God, you're not what you earn.
Yeah.
You're what you save.
Yo, fam, that's strong, man. You're not what you earn, you're what you save.
Yeah. No one cares about your salary.
Just seeing Rispa in the background, she's like, oh my God, what did she just say? You're not what you earn, you know? And that's actually a punchline, man. But let's first dwell on the part where you would get this a lot of money in your early 20s.
Yeah.
So what would you do with the money?
Oh God, I can't remember, Ben.
No,
I can't remember. I can't remember. So I mean, let me, do I talk about the one when I wasn't taking care of my money, or when I started taking care of my money?
Let's talk with the one where you didn't take care of your money.
Yeah.
And then now we transitioned out.
I was chopping money in bars.
A bag.
I was that rich chick
who
could buy bottles. I was buying shoes worth, I don't know how much. I really did not need to do any of that. But on the flip side, at least I remember, at that time, I actually used to give my mom a little money at the end of every month.
Yeah.
I moved out of home pretty early. But that's even after. This is after I lost a job. But
yeah,
there was rent to pay, there was food to buy, all those types of things. But I did not put my money to good use at all, because I can't tell you what I've done with that money.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what I did with that money.
Yeah.
Shame on me. But it's okay, you live life.
But plus also when you're young, when you're that young, you know, like there's not so many pressures of life.
Yeah.
You know, like I mean, life is just easy. You don't have a family, you don't like your money is just your own.
Yeah.
And then you know when you're in your 20s, there's this notion or this feeling that you get that this is gonna last forever. Mm. Like this so you see people hustling for like 20K and then their 40s and you're like, well, look at this one.
Mm.
Can't even plan their life well, you know. In my 40s, my problems will be 40 million, you know?
Yep.
And then, you know, no sooner do you realize that you're already 39, you'll be turning 40 in a few hours, you know?
Yep.
So I feel you as well.
Yeah.
But then your journey is different from mine, because at 20 now, me, at that time now, we were broke, bro. Like, like really broke.
Yeah.
But at that time, we started having this hustle culture because now we needed to shoot music videos. Yeah. Music videos were expensive.
Yeah.
So any money that we'd get, we just put it into the music. All those years, Wanjiru is always making fun of how broke we were. Yeah. You know, like guys, like I love you. See, now at this time, I'm in KU. Mm. You see, SAU is different from from KU. I'll always remember this instance. There was one time I was dating a chick from USIU.
Yeah.
So me in KU, so I borrowed my dad's car, yeah. And my dad, it was a Nissan Sunny.
Come on.
So when I go with the Nissan Sunny to KU, you know, like everyone wants to say mm-hmm. hi. Like, you know, you're the big boy. You're mm-hmm. giving chicks lift, bro.
Hey, what you come
so,
to SIU?
So say, remember I went to pick the chick at USIU.
Yeah.
Hey, my G, Mazze, the parking has Mercedes, yep. It has BMW.
Yeah.
You end up we park now uko nyuma ya gari za catering. Now uko nyuma uko
kwa mabasi.
Basketball uko nyuma. You know, I didn't know. Like my esteem was shattered. So I was like, sasa ningekuja na matatu. Una need therapy kwanza before, you know, that kind of distance between USIU and the flyover.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So I know life was very different in the two universities. And I'm normally very happy I didn't go to like USIU because uko ningekufa na shock. Uko hata si you don't die of your attacks of you just die of shock.
Yeah.
So in KU days, life is really the bare minimum. Like if you guys want to go out, you can spend 500 shillings and that has catered for transport as well, you know? Mm. If you guys want to have lunch, it's like let's say like 100 bob is enough. Like 200 would be enough for you.
Yeah.
So any other extra monies that we'd get, we'd just put it back to the music, you know, just hustle. Because we used to believe that we are going to be big, bro. Like, I remember I always used to see Wizkid and I'm like, this is the... At that time, he had not really blown up. In fact, he was in Kenya. Yeah. They were shooting Sugar or something. Remember that show called Sugar?
Sugar.
Wizkid. Yes. So let's not even call them that. Yeah. Let's call them the cool kids of USIU because Nick was there.
Yeah, okay.
I remember even when Wiz came, yeah. He went to USIU. Hey, kuja KU hata ibiwa bana. So KU tuletuanga Chronics, Richie Spice. Kuja kutu encourage, you know, we keep on with the fight of life. So.
Yeah.
Shout out to my KU people, man. So that was my journey. So I learned to live on the bare minimum, like to really, really deny yourself.
Mm.
And it also had a weird effect later on because even now when you start getting money, you're still living on the bare minimum because you have trauma. You know, there's a way brokenness can leave you with trauma.
Yes.
You have trauma, so you don't want to spend because you feel like you go back to them days.
Yeah.
And that was my early 20s. So I was just comparing it with yours so that we can also share perspective,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so let's come back now to you.
Okay.
So after at what point does the curve go back up?
Mm-hmm. This is after when now? So my first agency job, I grew quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was good. I was good. The only thing I lacked was leadership. Mm-hmm. My attitude was rotten for the job. I was a bit elitist. I thought I was better than other people, which is not good. So I remember there was a time I was getting an appraisal and my boss was like, Ivy, you're good. You bring clients and stuff, but your leadership is zero. Like, I really feel that appraisal.
What did they mean by your leadership was zero?
I actually asked him, what do you mean my leadership is zero? But I'm the boss. You know, what do you mean my leadership is zero? I was not inspiring people to work with me. No one wanted to work with me.
Yeah.
I was a BITCH. Okay.
Mm.
And I came to learn very early, leadership is about pushing people from the back. You're only as strong, especially as a team, you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Whoa.
You have to push people from the back. You being a boss and you know, beating your chest and saying, do this. No.
Yeah.
One thing I learned from my boss at that time, who is actually still one of my mentors, is he, every time he wanted people to do something, he would make it sound like he's asking for a favor.
Mm.
So even when you're doing it, you know, you feel nice.
Mm.
It's not a command from your boss.
Yeah.
You know? And then the other thing is correcting people. You have to be so patient mm-hmm. with people. So if you're correcting someone, you can't be, you've done the wrong thing. It's, you know, take them slowly. That is truly what leadership is. And leadership goes very hand in hand with mentorship, because if you're in a leadership position, you're supposed to teach others below you.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to teach others after you. So that is what I was lacking entirely. And it took a survey in the office where people did an anonymous survey for me to realize, my God, people hated my guts. It was a punch in my belly.
Yeah.
And that started a shift in my attitude.
Yeah.
In my mid-20s. It completely started a shift. I started listening more critically to what people were telling me.
Yeah.
I started being kinder.
Yeah.
I started being more patient.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, you attract what you are. So I guess I got better jobs from then, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So when I grew through this job is I started from the bottom. Remember I told you this is right after I was being paid a lot then. So I started from the bottom, grew. And by growing, I grew my networks and I grew my salary.
Yeah.
By growing my networks means other agencies, other people would see what it is that I was doing and I got other work.
Yeah.
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 I got to work for a global marketing agency. I got to work for a global marketing agency when I was poached, basically.
Eish.
I was poached.
So you're very good at your job.
I'm a product of my mentors and my leaders before me. So I cannot say I did it on my own. I am everything I do here, I'm a living product of what other people have taught me.
Yeah.
So I was poached because I used to manage Samsung events. So one day I go for a Samsung meeting and then I meet someone so randomly, a headhunter in the lobby. They're like, did you come from Samsung? Someone I knew. I'm like, how are you? Do you come from Samsung? Yeah, what do you do? I'm like, I manage the events through this agency. They say, do you know that job is leaving the agency and this new agency is coming in? I'm like, oh, do you want a job? I'm like, yeah. And then I go to an office, I meet a Korean man. He's like, hi, how are you? What do you do? Do you want a job? I'm like, yeah. Send your CV. And I got a job. And it paid me almost double what I was making the other.
Wow.
So that's how I started pivoting.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
I like that, Ivy. And how did you used to get there? How did you used to get these gigs? And how did you used to get these people?
Wow. Ben, I have to tell you, for example.
Yeah.
I could have gotten them more in a faster way if I started networking in university.
Yeah.
In university, I had a rotten attitude. I used to feel fly. And I never used to speak to many people. So I want to encourage anybody who's listening to this or who's watching this.
Yeah.
If you're in uni, that is where you start building your networks.
Mm-hmm.
So because I attached myself to people who were building networks, luckily I was able not to get myself into these rooms. So my first agency job was through a friend. A friend knew someone who was starting an agency, who was looking for someone to work, and they mentioned my name. And initially, this person was like, I'm not going to hire Ivy, because how did they see Ivy partying out there? Remember, I used to have a little money.
Yeah.
So they were like,
Ivy. Do they close the VIP section? The VIP section is closed.
They were like, Ivy, will she do anything here? I'm like, I don't know. Even young girls watching this, if you're being hit on by older, richer men, take advantage of that goddamn opportunity. And I'm not saying sleep with them. I'm saying ask them questions about their money.
Mm.
Ask them questions about where they work. How did they get where they are? Mm. Be a bit more serious. You just never know where that connection will be. Something I've come to learn, Ben, is everybody has something to teach. You just have to give them a chance.
Yeah.
Sit down, listen. Everybody has something to teach. Every moment that you live through, everything you do can be a teachable moment.
Yeah.
Listen. Just listen. Wow. Drop the attitude. Listen. Okay.
Networking is really important.
Yeah, even peer-to-peer networking, people don't.
Yeah,
peer-to-peer networking is very important.
Yeah,
yeah. How did I get to know you? How did I get through Wanjiru?
Yeah,
how did I do it? I was like, Wanjiru, can we have lunch?
Yeah.
Now I'm here sitting with you on a podcast. Yeah. Yeah,
it was crazy. I remember when you reached out, man. Yeah. By the way, we were so confused. Yeah. No, we were like, "Kuntumeza kumekitivu haraka," because you reached out. You were one of the first people to actually notice us before we really bloomed into the internet. So we were like, "Kaya kuntumeza kumekit." Red card,
you do, yeah.
And I'm sure she can remember.
Fantastic.
But let me emphasize about networking and also just to add a few things.
Yeah.
So at that time, I was always wondering how guys like in the urban centers used to get, how people would work for big organizations, or how people would just do big things, you know. So what I would do at that time is that I used to really, insist on having small meetings with very important people. So I remember one time I had a meeting with SK Blue. I don't know if you remember SK Blue.
I remember SK Blue.
And at this time, he's moved from singing. Mm. He had his own company just right here at Church Road.
Mm.
They were actually doing big stuff in energy, you know, and I always, you know, these big people are always very interesting. They'll give you weird times. So SK Blue will tell you, be by my office at 7:30 for an almost 15-minute meeting. You know, like after 15 minutes, me, I have the whole day to just chill because you're in campus, man. You're not that busy, you know. but I'd always hustle my way around to be there by that 7:30.
Yeah.
Just to ask him questions. So how do we make money in the industry? How do we sustain ourselves? How do we do this? And I did that with so many people. I remember even nagging Kevin Muley. I'm like, Kev, I mean, Ataka, you teach me how to do these things, how to go about it. And I remember Kev, so eventually, because there was no Akukwa opportunity at Mo Sound,
yeah.
I told him, you know what, Kev, let me come work for free for 6 months.
Yeah.
So like you hustle my own fare and maybe somebody at the office buys you lunch, yeah. You know, out of huruma, like home to an ezata kufa, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, after working for Mo Sound, my life changed 100%. I started understanding why some people are endorsed, why some people are not endorsed.
Mm-hmm.
I started understanding why some people have money and why some people are always broke. So networking is really, really huge and very, very important. And I think also when you're in your 20s, especially in the early 20s, you can just make mistakes. You can be carved and pick it up again. It's not the end of the world, man, you know. So I agree with that as well.
And I like that you mentioned that you would force yourself to be in big rooms with big people. What I would say that would help you also build your networks, if you're in such a meeting, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Say something. Do not go to a meeting with Kevin Muley and keep quiet.
Yeah.
One of the things I always say is I'd rather be remembered for being a pest than be forgotten.
Yeah.
Say something.
Yeah.
Add value to that meeting.
It's true.
You only get one chance to make a first impression. So I'm happy that you did make those first. Otherwise, he'd never invite you back.
He would never, man.
Yeah, you're adding no value to his life.
And sometimes those relationships don't pay up at that time.
Nope.
They pay up sometimes like 5 years later, like, I remember you, by the way, you know, and that's really, really important.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
No problem.
Let's move to the saving culture.
Yes.
Because that's what everyone is advising the 20-year-old. Save at least 2,000 per month. You know, like, strong of you to assume I even have that 2,000, you know. Strong ways. Where am I even getting this 2,000 to save? Mm-hmm. No, I just need money for lunch. You're telling me to save?
Yeah.
So, let's go about saving. So eventually, did you pick up this culture in your 20s, or is this something you picked up later now?
I picked it up when I was fired. What do you mean? Remember, I told you.
Yes.
I realized, money can just disappear.
Yeah,
you can be the hot thing in the streets, and then after that, you have absolutely nothing.
Yep. Yeah.
My friend. Yeah. So I started saving.
Yeah.
But you see, the problem is, I started saving. I was extremely financially illiterate. So I was not investing.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally saving, and I was coming from a scarcity mentality. I was traumatized from being fired.
So
I had money in the bank, and I was just going back to look at it to see, few niko na pesa.
Yep.
Then there's a time it reached a point. In my mid-20s, I had over 2 million shillings sitting in a bank account doing
What do you mean,
nothing.
Ivy? 2 million?
2 million. It was around 2.6, actually.
Ay, man,
doing. I'll never forget because I used to, it was scarcity mentally. So I used to be counting, okay, imefika 2 million, good. 2.1, doing absolutely nothing. Earning interest of maybe 4%, because I think right now interest has hit an all-time low in bank accounts. It was growing. It was doing nothing for me. I was financially illiterate. So yes, I did have a very strong saving culture, but backed with no knowledge, that money did nothing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how should people go about saving? Because there has been a very heavy conversation on, you know, a lot of people are told to save.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's also a wrong form of saving where you're just putting money in the bank, especially savings accounts.
Yep.
Because if you had 5,000 in 2012 and you saved that 5,000 and it's 2021, that 5,000 will buy less stuff. Nowadays, there's a joke that goes around that 10,000 is the new 1,000, you know?
That's not a joke.
It's the reality
when
of
I
life.
When I move 10,000 bob from somewhere into my M-Pesa, you know, after a minute, I'm like, what has just happened? What happened? It's like wind. It's like wind. Because vegetables, fruits and vegetables, you 5,000. Nyama, 5,000. Two things. Two globos is all you need to get rid of 10,000. You're right. Compound interest, Ben. The best way to save / invest your money, please focus on compound interest. And if you're in your 20s, compound interest when you're 20 is very different from starting saving and enjoying compound interest when you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to describe compound interest is basically it's interest on your interest. So whatever your money is accruing, the interest your money is accruing wherever you've put it in, you're getting interest on your interest.
Mm-hmm.
That is the easiest way I can describe compound interest.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So how can somebody do the compound interest?
All right. Find facilities that do offer compound interest over and above, for example, savings accounts. If you talk to your bank, this is the other thing I also didn't realize. You can have a very good relationship with your bank. They do have facilities that offer compound interest. Talk to a relationship manager. Walk into a bank today and ask, what more can I do with my money? And they will tell you what to do. Money market funds, they're very popular right now.
Yeah.
Why? Because of the compound interest factor and the fact that they have good interest rates. I think the highest one used to be, unfortunately, not a very good company that went down recently, Zyton, but you can get up to even 9% interest rates.
Yeah. That'll
help you grow your money.
Yeah.
Look at things like, for example, treasury bills or treasury bonds.
Yes.
If you have 100 G's minimum, open a CDS account. Look at, buy yourself some bills, buy yourself some bonds. Go to the Central Bank of Kenya website daily. Make it your daily regimen. And I'm saying this and I've not gone there for like a week. Make it your daily regimen because they post, is it bonds or bills that they post weekly? You can see very many opportunities to invest there.
Yeah.
How else would I be able to tell guys to enjoy compound interest? Saving for your pension. Retirement.
You started in your 20s.
Started in your 20s.
The better.
Retirement is not an age.
Mm-hmm.
It is a decision.
Yeah.
You can retire in your 30s. You can retire when you're 25 because you've started enjoying compound interest.
Kitambo.
And it's not even taxed. And if you're employed and you're saving for your pension, your employer matches half. You're being paid. You're getting free money. Why not? In my 20s, when I left my very high paying job, I wish I never took out my pension. I wish I never took it out. I wish I kept it right there and just transferred it into an individual pension scheme.
Yeah.
I'd be so far right now because that money would be accruing compound interest till to date.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's new information. Can I get a notebook, please? that's actually new information for me. That's
save really, for your really retirement, deep, man. Yeah.
So let's go now to investments.
Yeah.
And another thing that I also realized in your 20s that it's the best time to make mistakes.
Yeah.
So it's also the best time for you to do a lot of things. Like you literally do everything.
Yeah.
As much as possible because it's faster for you to bounce back. I mean, if you live at home or whatever, you
don't
have a family, it's faster for you to bounce back. So what I normally say is that it makes it easier if you discover your passions a bit earlier. And then now you start believing in them and start funding them. You know, even if they don't pay up at that time, you still keep adding that charcoal. That charcoal is like foundation that you're putting.
Exactly. Look at it. It's a long game.
It's, by the way, it's always a long game.
It's a long game.
Ivy. In fact, I feel like nowadays, so the other day I was having a chat with my bro. So my bro, he was a bit stressed. He was like, yo, man, guys my age, they're doing well, man. Nani just bought a crown. They're in their early 20s. Nani just bought a crown. Nani, another one is buying another big car. And, you know, when I asked some questions for the father, I realized that it was not necessarily like something legal or something like that. And you'd be shocked by how many young guys in 20s are following that wave. There's such a huge wave of guys going for the quick bucks. And so guys end up doing this wishy-washy stuff. So if somebody's just 26 and they have a V8 and, you know, like a V8, you know, a V8 is actually designed for someone who's like above, like the target market when Toyota is doing it is above around 40 or something, you know. But nowadays, guys want the quick stuff. So when you say that this is a long game, I actually agree with that 100% because whatever small steps that you're making today, you need to look at uko mbele. And uko mbele, it starts to pay off. It always pays off. It's just how the world is, you know. It might pay off at 28, at 35, maybe at 38, you know, but it will take off in a way that, you know, your peers will admire that.
Yeah.
So that's also another way that you can discover your passions pretty early.
Yeah.
Then you start fueling them.
I like
that
because when we speak about investment and even when we talk about money in our 20s, something I wanted to mention is it's not always about the money.
Yeah.
Invest your time wisely.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Man, money always comes back. Time never will.
Mm-hmm.
Travel. Ben, tell your 20-year-olds to travel. See the world. Panda basi. Leave your hometown. See what is happening out there. The first time I went to a foreign country, I went to Australia in my mid-20s. I was taking my sister for school.
Yeah.
And my parents were able to at least take the both of us there. And even then, I had money. So it was fine.
Yeah.
Ben, I was walking around like this. oh my. I was exposed to so many things. I'm like,
imagine.
My friend.
But the simu unaongera hivi.
African time, it's true. It is African time. You have to get out of Africa to realize that if a train is supposed to be somewhere at 7-Eleven and you're not there at 7-Eleven, the train leaves you.
Yeah.
If you call a cab and it says arriving and you're not outside, the cab cancels, you're charged and it leaves you.
Oh,
for real? My friend, I was exposed to so many things. So time, money comes back, guys. Time never will. Invest your time extremely wisely.
Yeah.
As you said, finding the right networks.
Yeah.
And networks don't even start as early as your professor in school.
Yep.
That is a network. Take advantage, please.
Mm.
So invest your time extremely, extremely wisely. Learn about money.
Yeah.
If you're sitting here and you want to know about money, invest your time in actually studying money.
Yep.
If I can be honest about the people I talk to on Money Monday who have a lot of money, they're in fintech, they're in finance, they're in money making things.
Mm-hmm.
So they came to understand money very, very early. So if you have a friend who's studying business and finance, sit with them.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what it is that they're doing. If you're in an office and there's an accountant, sit with that accountant and ask, hey, what happens with money?
Yeah.
Where do you guys invest? Because I promise you that company is investing their money somewhere else.
Yeah.
So invest your time extremely, extremely wisely.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like how you said about the spending habits and the money information. So I took up a course, but pretty late, probably 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I took up a course with Centonomy.
Another way to invest your money. Take courses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take courses, by the way. Yeah. So these are things that now I discovered late. I wish I would have discovered them when I was still 20, 21.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I remember we were taught is how to track your expenses. Just a simple EO2. Just to track how much you spend in a day, how much you spend on transport, how much you spend on food, that is actually information that can help you do bigger projections. You'll be shocked at how many guys even who are well paid, earning over half a million, who don't even know how much money they
I promise.
How much money they even spend on food and
I
all.
Agree.
So those good money habits, they're very important if you start fueling them. They're also at a young age.
Exactly.
Nice one, man. I love this conversation, man. This at the end of this video, you guys, you might be having a degree in finance. I don't know. This is something that you cannot talk to me as a certificate up hivyo unajua imekuwa stamp ya hivi alafu picha ya Ben stamp alafu picha sasa
no. Oh my goodness.
So let's talk about moving out, because that's also something that came up a lot of times. What's your take on it? There's always pressure for when guys get to a certain age, they feel like, okay, now it's time for me to show, especially guys, you know, like it's time for me to be a man, you know, like I need my own space, you know. And then traditionally we've learned that in the Bukusu culture, after circumcision, there was always like a house that you had to put over there. But you know, that was like, that's like Ushago, where you have more land, like there's more space. This is Nairobi, bro. Like every space matters, you know. Every space is enough space for a 25 building story flat. Ask Mr. Njoroge, the landlord. And let's have this conversation about moving out. Is there a really set age or a set period that somebody needs to move out?
I don't think so. I speak to 34-year-old women who are still at home with their moms and dads. So I don't think there's a set age to move out. I think it's a set motivation to move out. If you're in a toxic environment and you feel like it's weighing on your mental health, plan.
Mm-hmm.
Plan. And then move out. It's the same way like quitting a job. You don't just quit. Oh my God. It's try and make a plan.
Yeah.
Plan and then move out. If you feel like you're making a lot of money and you're still in a comfortable place at home, why not start off maybe with a mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
So while you're still there, start off with a mortgage so you can end up owning a home. Because a lot of people are making a lot of money and they're, I don't want to say throwing it away to rent, but rent is a sunken cost. It's gone. So they're renting out very expensive homes, whereas they could split some of that cost, live in a more affordable area, and then get a mortgage on a home or stay home. So definitely no. There's no set age for moving out. It's just set motivation, set circumstances, that type of stuff. Yeah.
Nice one, man. That's so, it's not about an age or anything. It's about the motivation. Especially guys who are in toxic families, because that one now I can understand if you decide to move out at 20 or even at 22, because it's now beyond you, man. And then it's just important for you to just be out there and hustle, man.
But you know, your family doesn't surprise you with, one day they are fine, then the next day they're toxic. You can know very early they're toxic. Then you plan. I want to leave by 22 and I'm 20, so I start saving now.
Yeah.
Start looking for houses now, that type of thing.
Yeah. Nice one, man. So I think the final one that I wanted us to address is living below your means, especially when you're in your in your twenties, because you see the same attitude, you know, you feel like you have 150 years ahead of you, and you feel like this life is just gonna be getting 10 times better, you know, and then maybe by the time you just hit your thirties, just have your young family, boom,
yeah,
the axe happens,
yeah.
So let's talk about living below your means.
Yeah,
how should one go about that?
I think you answered that when you said that you learned about tracking your habits,
yeah,
and your spending habits and your money. If you don't know how much you're spending, you're probably living above your means. You need to understand how much you're spending. And again, because I'm not an expert, it's only recently when I started really, really properly tracking my expenses when I realized I'm living above my means. How to live below your means? Cut your spending. It's so simple. Imagine you have to just cut your spending. The rule of thumb in terms of how you spend, for example, your income, 50, 30, 20. So 50% to needs, 30% to wants, 20% to savings. So if it's not something that you need, don't spend your money on it. Don't spend your money. I mean, is it really that necessary?
Yeah.
But then for me, in terms of living below my means, it's really a catch-22 because I also encourage people to enjoy their money. Remember, I've always said money will come back.
Yep.
You need to enjoy your money. I view money as an energy.
Yeah.
Okay? If you hoard money and you keep it close to your chest and, you know, that's caste mentality of leaving money in the bank.
Trauma.
You know.
Yeah.
It's very unlikely that money will come back.
Yeah.
Money is an energy. Move it out. Invest it. Let it flow.
Yeah.
Let it flow and then you'll come back. I always say open your hands so people can be able to take it out.
Yeah.
So others can be able to feel.
To feel it.
So for me, it's a catch 22. Yes, live below your means if you have a plan. And it's the rule of thumb, yes. But don't forget sometimes to enjoy your money a little bit.
Enjoy your money a bit.
Enjoy your money. Mm. Yeah.
Chop money.
Mm. And if you've realized you're living above your means and now you want to make a plan, forgive yourself for your past money mistakes.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself. It's going to be okay.
Nice one, man. Wow. I don't know. This has been so insightful and this has really, really, I'm sure it has helped a lot of guys. It has helped me as well. You've really challenged me, especially about the compounding interest.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be rich, let the interest on your interests work for you.
Yep.
That's really, really deep, man. I don't know if you feel like there's anything else I'm leaving out that somebody should know about money in their 20s that, you know, is important to know.
Again, maybe that it's not always about the money. There's a story I always tell people where I was called for an interview. First, God, please don't listen. Be very careful who you take money advice from. If someone is broke, they might not really be the best person to give you money advice. So I was going for an interview, and man, this is those jobs that if I had gotten Ben, I don't even think we'd have met today because my life would have gone on a very different trajectory.
Yeah.
And I remember I was driving there. My car had a problem and my boyfriend at the time was driving me there, and he told me, this is not the time to negotiate about the salary. This guy was jobless. Huh? I even listened to a jobless nigger before an interview. I was the money and I listened to this man. I was like, okay. Yeah. So I go there. This is the second interview, second and final. I was meeting the MD. By the way, guys, if you've gone through interviews and you're finally meeting an MD or something, that's a very good sign. Go in there very prepared that you might be getting that job. Don't go expecting a lot, but if you've gone to an interview, then the next stage, you unapatana na MD, director of finance. Please take note. At this meeting, it was all about the money. He just put it on the table. So Ivy, I saw what you want to earn, but we can't afford that. So I cut the MD off with my attitude because my boyfriend, my jobless boyfriend, told me, ma'am. I was like, you know, good people are hard to find.
Wait, that's what you
I told this man, MD of a multinational global company, that you know, good people are hard to find. And you know, that is my rate. I don't know, God knows what. As soon as I walked out of that Java, because it was Java Gigiri, as soon as I walked out of the Java, my heart sank to my stomach because I knew exactly what I had done. I had lost the opportunity of a lifetime. And I was looking at the money as opposed to looking at what other benefits that job would have given me.
Mm-hmm.
Travel, training. I'd have been trained in South Africa, in blah, blah, in whatever. Benefits like, I don't want to say company car, but that type of thing. The rooms that job would have put me in.
Yeah.
It was no longer Kenyan. It was no longer a local story.
Yeah.
We're talking about multinational story.
Yeah.
And I lost that opportunity. Because I listened, I took constructive criticism from someone who constructed nothing. And I'm telling you, to date, guys, also in your 20s, acquire skills. Yeah. Don't always think of money. As you said, you talked to Kevin Muley, told him, let me work for you for 6 months for free.
Yeah.
What did you say about Mosound?
Oh, man.
It changed your life.
Crazy.
It changed your life.
Yeah.
So if only Ivy at the time was wise enough to say, okay, give me whatever you're offering, because there's a bigger picture in mind in terms of training and the skills that I've acquired.
Yeah.
That's what I want to tell people also. Don't always have, don't just be money-minded.
Yeah.
We've learned that there are people who pay their rent in their skills. There's someone who, this moving out, I was having a conversation on Money Monday, and there's a lawyer who said, my rent is 10 Gs. The rest, which is 40 Gs, I pay my lawyer, I pay my landlord in my skills. So I do their papers as a lawyer.
Oh,
all their property, can you imagine? So it's not always, don't look at it always about the money. Acquire skills, you just never know what those skills are going to do for you in future.
That's really smart.
Right?
That's really dope.
I was like, come on.
Yeah, that's what we in Nairobi wanaishi.
Aki.
Poa, what wanaishi vizuri.
What wanaishi poa.
Ah, and it's just brains.
What wanaishi poa.
It's not anything, ni kufikiria tu outside the box and... Man. But anyway, on the flip side as well, if you had gotten that job, maybe you would have never started the Over 25.
You would have never inspired
so many people. That's so it's true. Just funny also how God just works.
I swear, that's very true.
That which you think is a mistake is like, no, that was part of the plan. I wanted you to spoil that, to cut it short.
That's
like
very
that.
True. Yeah. That's very true. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, so thanks so much for coming, Ivy. Oh, man. This one has been heavy. Guys, I've learned a lot. I'm sure they're going to demand for a part 2. That's all. Every good episode, they'll say, we'll take a part 2. Take a part 2. I always imagine them like with placards, you know, like just rioting.
Call me back. Let's have a whole segment. Let's do this.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations for this, Ben. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man. We have to keep pushing. We have to keep growing this space as well. Just to also invite more people to join this space. Like I told you earlier, I feel like this space doesn't have a lot of guys, especially men, you know. And I'm really calling out the jamas.
Honestly, that's very true. Every boardroom I go to when I'm being asked to do some influencing and I'm asked, male influencers, they are not there man.
And
where are you, men? Where are you?
I don't know why it was so reserved for the ladies. Please, guys, man, fellas, anyone, we are gonna promote, we're gonna help you grow, man. Just start this space as well. Thank you so much and congratulations on everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
God bless you. Where can guys find you on Instagram?
Just_IV_. Yes, find me on Instagram, Watch Over 25. I also do have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Just_IV and everything around me is just underscore IV.
Just_IV_.
Yes.
I'm also going to be putting the link on the description box below.
Thank you.
Are you on Twitter?
No.
Oh, you're not on Twitter?
I could not make it there.
Yeah.
I'm on TikTok.
It's a war zone.
Twitter is a war zone.
You join with a bazooka. Everyone, you're in the full armor of the Lord. Raid fight demons left, right, and center.
Twitter is only on Twitter when people are talking about me. But other than that, I can't handle that space.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. But thank you so much once again. And thank you guys for watching throughout this whole video. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like, comment. And see you on the next episode. We are almost done with season 3. And we need to change a few things before we even start to season 4. Thank you so much for the guys who are listening to the audio. By the way, we normally have a video. This is the video episode that a lot of guys watch. But also, if you just want to listen to the podcast audios, there we are on Spotify, we are on Google Cast, we're on Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts. Just check us out there on the Psycho Podcast. Have a good week. God bless you guys. Let me know if this episode has been helpful. If you feel like there's something we didn't tackle, just leave it on the comment section below. And if you also have some tips for the 20-year-old man, like you won't believe, guys really take this thing seriously. So just leave it on the comment section below. It's going to help, guys. If you also want to advertise on this space, just reach out to me via the email provided on the screen right now at benpsychomusic@gmail.com. God bless you guys. Stay safe, sanitize, and mask up. Adios.